Well, my name's John Auld. I'm a volunteer gardener at the Arboretum now, but my history at the Arboretum goes back many, many years. As a grad student here from 69 to 71, I used to jog out here. And then later I came back here with my kids, playing, going for walks. Then I'm retired after 30 years on the faculty, and right now I'm sitting in the Oak Grove. It's where I used to sit and walk with my friend Fred. I was also a gardener here and passed away last year. He loved this place a lot, and we probably walked here 3 times a week. And we had special loops to go, and then when COVID was on, we sat out in the back and bought a thermos of coffee because we couldn't go to a restaurant. Probably twice a week anyway, maybe more. But certainly kind of every other day, depending on the weather, middle of winter and stuff, and then we'd head downtown to a coffee shop, or as I said, when COVID was on, we took turns bringing a thermos of coffee and sat outside and had a coffee and talked about everything. We talked about everything under the sun from, 2000 BC, city building to plants, to space travel, to God, whether she exists or not. There's nothing we didn't talk about. It was just wide open. So it was a great place. We also walked out Loyola a bit and Guelph Lake, but we always kind of came back here. Maybe it's because we had our thumbs in the ground a lot gardening, and that brought back memories of other people who are no longer here. Someplace where we could talk, or if it was a windy day, you'd head down, say, Walconsin Trail, or go into the Goose Trail, so the wind wasn't as bad. On days when the mosquitoes were bad, you went down the main promenades and stayed in the open roads. I think the Gosling Garden, with the ponds there, we both liked. And Fred liked the Italian garden and the Japanese garden. When I went for walks with Fred, one day he went to one of the first plaques, and there was his name. Not his name, it was his father. And Fred worked for the city of Guelph in the waterworks department, and when his dad died in 1991, the guys all chipped in, and Fred hadn't pointed out to me for years, and one day we're just walking along, I said, come here, and there was his name. So when Fred passed away, rather suddenly, last year, we did the same thing for the 2022 plaque, where his name is now. So 30 years of all constant plaques, with Fred's dad at one end of it and Fred now at the other end. I think he would think it was sort of neat, because his dad's name is there. The fact that there's a tree planted was kind of nice. I think he'd appreciate that. Especially when Dad passed away a year ago June, so he's still walking around here, kind of like that.